What if I told you the Phillies needed a starting pitcher? What if I told you they needed two or three? God forbid, it's not a great topic, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But today, it's Iron Pigs Today. Welcome to the show. I'm Cram, and I'll get you ready for your Iron Pigs information on a game day on a daily basis the best that we can. Last night, the Iron Pigs opened a series with the Charlotte Knights, the AAA affiliate of the White Sox, and they managed to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. And remember when I said in a previous episode, don't leave the game? Well, I left. It was 4-1. We were looking good. And then we weren't. Imagine my surprise. Ryan Burr was the guilty party. Former fifth-round pick of Arizona Diamondbacks out of Arizona State. He pitched most of last season with Durham. And then in the majors, he pitched with, it's the White Sox. This is the second time this season we've been victimized by one of our relief pitchers who gave up a bunch of runs to his former employer. It's just a coincidence, I know, but boy, it's tough to see that. So Iron Pigs back at it with Charlotte tonight in game two. More game day information in a little bit. Let's look at starting pitchers for tonight. The Iron Pigs send Max Castillo, right-handed pitcher, to the mound tonight. He is 0-0 on the season with a 4.80 ERA over three games. He has 15 innings pitched, so he's averaging five innings per outing, and he's been generally solid. We'll talk about him a little bit more later. I believe this is my first time seeing him between missing a game and road starts and so on. I think I haven't seen him in person yet, so we'll take a peek at him. He has major league experience with Kansas City and Toronto, and he's originally from Venezuela. For Charlotte tonight, they send right-handed pitcher Jake Woodford, it seems. He was a sandwich round pick, number 39 overall by St. Louis back in 2015 out of high school in Florida. He did make it to the majors with St. Louis, worked out of the pen over parts of four different seasons, and had a 2.61 ERA as a starter for Memphis last season. He was up and down too, so that wasn't a full season, but over a good amount of starts. I even looked back to see, because Memphis was in town last season, if I recall, looked to see if he started against us, and he didn't. So his first start against the Iron Pigs. This season, though, hasn't been great. He's 0-1 with 11.05 ERA over four games started. He features a sinker more than a four-seam these days, I think, and a slider. His four seams up to only about 92 miles an hour. He does pitch markedly differently, I've read, versus right-handed batters versus left-handed batters. Versus a right-handed batter, the right-handed pitcher will throw mostly sinkers and sliders. Against the left-handed batters, he'll feature his four-seam, a curve, and a change. And that's not completely unusual, I know. But it'll be something for us to watch tonight as we watch the game unfold. Prospect watch. Their number one prospect, shortstop, Colson Montgomery, last night batted second and went 1-for-5. He hit behind Lenin Sosa, who was a problem. He played second and third. That Sosa dude, don't know a lot about him. He's from Venezuela. He's 24 years old. He's been in the majors a couple times for a little cup of coffee and hasn't done great. But last night he did great, 4-for-5 with four RBIs, including the game winner. He's hitting 414 on the season, so he'll be something for our pitchers to navigate around tonight, assuming that he bats in the leadoff spot again. Tonight's game, 6:45 again, 5:30 East gates and center field gates, 5:15 for the West and club gates. It'll be about 60 degrees at game time, partly sunny, with about 10 miles an hour of wind, so you'll want to have a jacket along. It's going to get colder as the game goes on. The Fanatic is in town. Always a fun time. You kind of wonder what would happen if he showed up for a game in the minors and the four-wheeler wasn't working. Could he really do it without a four-wheeler? That guy loves four-wheelers, man. He'll be in town, and it's Wednesday, so it's Tacos and Tall Boys. This is our go-round with the Tacos and Tall Boys. You can find the tacos out in the plaza. They have a big tent set up out there. And you get in line and you wait and you go up and you get your tacos. I haven't done it yet. Can't say if they're good or not. But they're not terribly expensive as ballpark food goes. So I think it's a good thing and it's worth a try. So check that out if you have a chance. They have Tall Boys right there, 16-ounce cans. Right there at the tent, I believe. Miller Lite Yingling, Coors Light, I believe were the three that they had for $5. $2 tacos, I think, $5 tall boys. You can get the $5 tall boys other places in the park, although they didn't do a great job with that the last time around. I walked around and looked for them. I couldn't find any anywhere. And then I asked and they said, oh, they're at every stand. Well, the problem is every stand doesn't carry 16-ounce cans. They've got they got 20-ounce cans. They got 24-ounce bomber cans. They don't all have 16-ounce cans. So my recommendation was, number one, better signs. Number two, maybe clear out one of these portables, the big refrigerator things. Just pack it with tall boys. You're going to make it up on volume if everybody feels like the tall boys are the best deal of the night. People will just buy those. So that's what I recommended. We'll see what they actually do tonight. Take a look around. If you're in the club level, I was told they should have tall boys available, not at the bar, because again, they don't carry 16-ounce cans at the bar. They'll have the tall boys at the Hog Heaven concession stand for the $5 promo rate. So take a look around for that. We'll see how they do with it tonight, and we'll report back next homestand on that. As far as transactions, just cleaning stuff up from before, if you missed it, Cody Clemens went up to the majors for Harper's paternity leave. He played a little first base the other night, hit a home run. So we'll probably see him coming back before too long. Also on the 40 man is Derek Hall, of course. So I don't know, more positional flexibility with Cody Clemens. Cody's been playing a little bit better than Derek, but that's gotta be a little thorn for Derek there, because I would have liked to see him go up in that place. They just needed a left-handed first baseman. Taiwan Walker should be activated on the weekend to pitch on Sunday, and we're expecting Ricardo Pinto to come back. I don't know that Pinto has any options right now, so he'll probably need to be DFA'd. And if he is, he'll likely pass through. I don't necessarily see anybody picking him up. He could, and good for him if he does. But if he comes back, the question is he going to be a starter or a reliever? He was originally picked up and signed for this season with the idea that he would be starting depth. He started the season on the Pigs development list, ostensibly to kind of wait for a spot to open up and to get stretched out and so on. And then that situation came very quickly. We know the story of his trip from Rochester, down to Philadelphia to play in that one game, and he did great. But since then, a little shaky, we will expect to see him back. And I think they'll probably start to stretch him out first as a long man, and then he may find himself in the rotation, depending on how he's doing as it goes. And that's what we're going to talk about in the second segment. We're going to talk about power ranking the starting pitchers from the Iron Pigs. And we'll be right back. And we're back. So we're going to call this exercise the search for seven. We're looking for the number seven starting pitcher in the system. And it's probably easier than I'm making it in this exercise. But I just wanted to kind of look at everybody, give a little bit of, I don't like the report card trope, but give a little report on how things are going the first three, four times through the rotation for the Iron Pigs and the other guys that are stretched out and maybe either eligible or candidates to go up and help the big team, depending on where we are in the rotation and what their exact needs are and so on. So before we set this up, let me give you the kind of the criteria I used, kind of thinking about if the Iron Pigs needed a starting pitcher to go somewhere between one and three games. Somebody's on the 15-day injured list and you need 1 to 3 games out of that. You want somebody who can get you into the fourth inning and turn it over to the bullpen, rather than have it be a true bullpen game, which is actually what they probably would do at some point in this whole thing. And they've got their six guys, right? They've got, let's call Chris Sanchez number four. He's done really well. I know last night wasn't a great night for him, but then again, sometimes you need fielders to do their job too. Taiwan Walker's going to get, and I'm going to call him the number five right now, and he's going to get that spot and displace Spencer Turnbull, who's been really, really good, but he hasn't really pitched in the last few years that much because of injuries and other things. And if you just keep riding him, and you could, you'd have to figure that he would either break or wear down to a point of ineffectiveness, and then you'd have to replace him then, and then you probably don't get him back. So at this point, yeah, put him in the bullpen, let him get his work in on side sessions, let him get his work in as a long man, get him a spot start somewhere if you need one, and use him that way, keep him fresh, so that he's ready to go if you really need him to step back into that rotation for any amount of time. So there's your six. So what are we looking at for number seven? I think for number seven, I would go with Michael Mercado. He's started in the bullpen, but they've started to stretch him out a little bit. He's gotten a couple of starts. He's due to start again later this week. He has not given up a run yet. And he is on the 40 man. And so we saw him pitch three innings to start the game scoreless up in Scranton on Saturday. And he was really good. I think one thing he's done sometimes, if I had to critique, would be he'll give up a walk where kind of he probably lost the guy and should have been more aggressive in the zone, let his stuff play in the zone a little bit better. But he's been careful that way too, so you can't fault that. And he got, like I said, he got through three. So, and he's on the 40 man. So I think, yeah, he's your guy for number seven. But who else is in the running? Well, right now, I think Tyler Phillips is the guy who's kind of earned the next spot. He's 2-1 with a 3.57 ERA. I don't know that his stuff plays on the major league level. I don't know. I know he got good reports in spring training from the major league staff, but I don't know how that looks. But with a major league game plan and with a major league pitcher or a catcher, I'm sorry, and you only need him to get through the lineup maybe twice. I think he could be your guy, and if you'd have to find a 40 man spot for him, but assuming that you could do that, I think he could get you a couple starts if he needed them. Next on my list is David Buchanan. He pitched again last night and he did well again. He gave up two runs over seven plus innings, and really handled things appropriately. He's 2-1 with 3.94 ERA. And again, you have the question about the stuff. He's not overpowering. He's going to take some soft contact, and you got to navigate that. And you wonder how that looks against a major league lineup rather than a AAA lineup. But he's kind of earned that spot. And again, he's not on the 40 man. You probably have to, with him, you might have, I don't know if he has any options left from his last stint. So maybe you end up DFAing him, but when you're done, but he's probably in that next spot right now. Next spot, probably Max Castillo, tonight's starter. He has major league experience. He can take the ball for you. I think he could navigate a few innings without burning the barn down or anything. So he's probably next on the list. I'd put him ahead of Nick Nelson. Nelson's back. He's working out of our bullpen right now. I wouldn't be surprised to see him back in the starting rotation at AAA here as they stretch him out probably. Unless they, you know, just strictly want him as a reliever, but he's always been a multi-inning reliever. And he is on the 40 man. So if they needed couple innings, get into the fourth inning for a couple games in the majors, maybe they bring him up and plug him in, and or they use an opener and then they bring him in to eat some innings. So he's probably next on that list. Next after that is probably Mick Abel. I just don't think he's ready. I'd like the young player, the prospect, to really shove to get up there, and then really take a spot and make it his own. Not this 1-3 games, and not just, oh, you only need to do this many innings. No, I want him to go up as an actual rotation piece. That's what he should be in the future. That's what we're getting him ready for. I want that to be the way that he gets to the majors, not as a fill-in or whatever. Now, if he starts pitching better and so on, and that's the opportunity that's available, then maybe you give it to him, and maybe he does grab the reins and just take it. But right now, I don't see it. He's 1-1. Over, I think, three or four starts, 6.94 ERA. He usually just has one bad inning. It's that NOLA thing, you know? He'll walk a guy, and then maybe he's walk another guy, and then he gives up a single, and then there's a double, and then it just kind of bogs down. And then I think his delivery gets funny. I talked about this in another episode. He starts, you know, he's got guys on base. He starts rushing to the plate. He's wild highs, wild low. Release points off. Everything goes sideways. And then he'll come out the next inning and be just fine and get you a clean inning. And then before he retires for the day. So he's able to do that. He appears to have the mental fortitude to handle that, not just completely go in the trash. But we want to see him be more consistent and more dominant, before we start his, I don't want to say start his clock, cause I don't think that really matters, right now. If he's good, he's worth it. And if he's not, who cares? So I think it's more like, just kind of trajectory. You want him on that trajectory where he's going to go there and stay in a perfect world. Next after Mick is Colby Allard. He's been relegated to the bullpen these days. They took him out of our starting rotation. 4 games, 3 starts. He's 0-3 with a 7.36 ERA. He is a lefty and he is on the 40 man. So he has to be on this list. But he is not high on my list right now. I have not been impressed. I don't think he has stuff. I don't think he's been sharp. I think he gives up too much hard contact. Don't have a lot of confidence in Colby right now. Maybe sometime in our bullpen in AAA will help him regain some stuff and get his confidence back and work on some things. And then maybe we try it again. That can always happen in baseball. So that's the end of that part of the list. I've got a couple more names, though. Just so you know, these guys are still around, and we don't know what they are. Maybe we do know what they are, and but they're here. So David Parkinson's still here. He's not a starter right now. He's been kind of relegated to some mop-up and some here and there. He's only gotten into 2 games, and his ERA is over 22. He hasn't been great, and he hasn't had a role. Definitely not one as a starter. At least not at this point. I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the development list here and there, as we go forward. But at some point we might need him. So I hope he keeps at it and can gather some opportunity. Next is Ricardo Pinto. We talked about him before. Like I said, they kind of brought him in to be starting depth. So I don't know if he makes it back here, whether he will. They'll start him in the bullpen, get him stretched out a little bit, give him some spot starts. Whether they'll try to use him in that role, whether they'll have him on the development list again, where he started the season, just not sure exactly where he'll end up. But I think that's why they signed him, was to be starting depth for AAA and maybe even AA. So we'll see where that goes. And then lastly, Noah Sciro. He was the Iron Pigs' best pitcher last year at this time. Last year at this time, if we had done this exercise, I might have had him number one on the list. He's in Reading right now. He's not doing great. I drove all the way to Binghamton, New York on Saturday to watch him give up 4 runs in 3 innings. So he's not been sharp so far for Reading. But I'm going to put him on the list just simply because he looked good last year. He's still taking the ball every 5 days for Reading. You got to feel like he'll find it here pretty shortly. So that's what I've got for you. Enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully we can get a win. Reading plays today at 1:00. So I've got the personal doubleheader going. We'll be headed down there and then headed up to Allentown for the nightcap and get a look at Max Castillo. Enjoy the tacos and the tall boys. If you want to get involved in the podcast, you can email cram@toplevelminors.com or on the social medias, wherever you may find that. And we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Iron Pigs Today.